This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today is a mini-sode about crushing your comfort zone. For those of you who are in a period of patience with your body, I talked about this in episode 302. If you're in a period of patience, like I was for all of 2016, this is probably not the episode for you because you're not in a place of pushing towards your goals. Some of you guys have commented and given me feedback, which I really value, that some of my episodes are more strong and forceful, even aggressive to some of your ears or your hearts, while others are more gentle and empathetic. And that is by design. Sometimes we need to be told, hey, it's okay. And it is, right? And sometimes we need to be told to drop the excuses and get up and make things happen. And I know that I have so many listeners who are all in different places and need different messages. Honestly, I need different messages for myself day to day. And I think most of us are like that. So part of my desire, part of my intention as I create this podcast every week, three episodes a week, is to ensure that I meet those needs, a little bit of everything, the science, the strategy, the mindset, the messages of love and encouragement, but also calling you out on your crap and helping you get a little bit uncomfortable so that you can grow. And today is the latter. If you aren't in the emotional space for that, or you aren't in the phase of your journey for that, then just skip this one, right? There are a few hundred others. Love you, mean it, we're moving forward. All right, so if what you are doing is working and you are satisfied with your rate of progress, don't stop. Keep going. Stay the course. Be consistent. I mean that. I am so pumped for you. I don't want you to get distracted. Put your head down and do what is working for you. But I know for many of you, what you are doing isn't working, and or you aren't satisfied with the pace of your progress. You want something more and you're ready to get it, but maybe you're just not doing that work or you're not sure what that work is for you. And if that is you, it is time to get uncomfortable. And I'm doing it too. Like, I'm absolutely living this right now as I record this. We can do it together. I am happy to model that for you. And sometimes it makes it easier to see what it looks like to push your comfort zone. You guys know back in episode 302, I shared that I have entered a serious phase of push for my physical goals, for my fat loss, for my body transformation after a very necessary period of patience in 2016. So it wasn't like a month of patience. It was 12. It was a year. And since that episode, I've been sharing the daily details of what this means for me over on the blog at primalpotential.com. I'm going to continue to do that. And the other day, after a workout, I recorded an audio message. Now I'm still in the gym. The quality of the audio is garbage, and I know that, right? I'm going to play it here because it really was sort of the impetus for this episode, and I want to expand on the one-minute message that I put up on the blog. I will warn you, in this one-minute audio that I'm about to play, in addition to it being poor quality, there is a cuss word. I do swear, didn't even notice that I did it. So if you are sensitive to that or you have kiddos listening, just skip the next minute.
There's no way in hell I'm putting this on video, but I push myself, and that's how I know I can do whatever I want, because I don't stop when it gets uncomfortable. When it gets uncomfortable, that's my starting line. Before it's uncomfortable, it's a fucking warm-up. You don't grow in your comfort zone. You grow when it gets uncomfortable. Everything you do, from the point it gets uncomfortable onward, that's your progress. That's your growth. This is not just about working out. It's not the easy food choices. Oh, that salad looks good. Or that dessert doesn't look good, so I'm gonna pass. Great, fantastic, bravo. It's lovely, but it's not where growth comes from. uncomfortable tension, pressure, resistance. That is the starting line. Progress happens after that point.
The heart of the message there is that discomfort is the starting line, and yet it's where most of us stop. It's where most of us stop pushing, stop trying. It's where most of us say, all right, it's starting to get hard. I'm going to dial back. And that is the wrong strategy if you want growth and change. That needs to be the go line. That needs to be the starting shot. And though I'm giving the example of the workout, it's so much more than that. I got an email from a client the other day, and I mean, in fairness, I get these kinds of emails almost daily where people say, I'm doing all these things right. I'm eating like this. I'm working out like this. I'm sleeping like this, but it's not working. I'm not getting results. Well, then it's not right. You're so attached to it, but you're not doing the right things for you if you're not getting the results that you want. Maybe it was right for you once, or maybe you think it should be right for you because somebody told you it was. Maybe it was right for your friend or your spouse, but it's not right for you if it's not giving you the results you want. So let go. Stop attaching to something we think should work. Change something. But we often don't change because it's comfortable. It's familiar. It's what we know. It's what we have practiced. And oftentimes, we're afraid to change it. But think about it. What are you afraid of? If you're not getting anywhere now, what's the worst thing that will happen? People will say, well, if I change something, I might gain weight. If you are paying attention, that's not going to be a problem because you'll so quickly realize, oh, my body is not responding well to this at all. And so you'll stop, right? But if you just keep staying in that comfortable lane, justifying, well, this should be working, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not learning. You're not growing. You're not making progress. We give ourselves all this credit for the easy choices, for the workout we did that wasn't that hard. That's the same workout we always do. We give ourselves credit for the things we think should work, even when they aren't working. You realize that's part of the plan that's not working, right? Like you're celebrating things that aren't getting you results. Please stop. I want more for you. So just let go of that. The whole reason for my move, the recent move that I talked about in episode 302, was to get uncomfortable. Now, of course, you can get uncomfortable every day without moving. You can stretch your comfort zone every day without having more money or more time. But for me, that's just how I decided to do it. And I was watching a TED Talk the other day. I shared it with my Fat Loss Fast Track groups. It's very applicable to where I'm at in my life and in my journey. It was with this Olympic athlete named Adam Creek. And he suggested that we all have this capacity bubble, right? What we're capable of. And we tend to stay right in the center of it, doing things we know we can do, things we feel comfortable trying, things that don't scare us, right? But growth comes not when we're right in the center of this cozy little bubble doing things we know we're capable of, but when we go explore the edges. When we do the things we're not sure that we can do, right? When we push to find our limits. And he shared that he once asked another athlete, an athlete who was better than he was. He said, you know, man, what's your secret? And the guy said, I seek failure. He said, we train 6 days a week. And on one of those days, one of the training days, I decide to push beyond my known limit and push my body to the point where I physically fail. I can't go anymore. He says, then I know where my limit is. By doing that, he is expanding the outer edges of his capacity bubble. It's growing. You don't know where your limits are unless you push them. And that's scary because it means we have to attempt things we're not sure we can do. And that's scary. But it's the only way to expand our limits. Otherwise, we're going to stay in the same small box, right? You don't grow without discomfort. When was the last time you really, really, really pushed yourself? If you stay in your comfort zone, guys, it gets smaller. Seriously, you limit your life and your experiences and your potential. If you stay within your comfort zone, it's going to get smaller around you, and there's going to be less that you think you can do. There's going to be less that you will attempt. Don't allow that to happen. You're limiting your life and your experiences. When you step beyond it, when you push the limits, when you're willingly looking for things that make you uncomfortable, you expand that capacity bubble. You increase your potential, and you literally can make yourself unlimited. I think as kids, we naturally push the limits, right? We jump from high places. We go too far. We try new things. We seek adventure. We do things that scare us. And they also scare our parents. And so we're told, no, stop, be careful, slow down. Don't draw attention to yourself. Be quiet. And we learn to play safe. You know, you're an adult now. So unlearn it. Stop playing safe. Stop living in your bubble, in your comfort zone. Stop limiting your life and your potential for joy. Stop restricting your capacity and your options. Stop fearing failure and judgment. So much of this, in addition to, I don't know if I can do it, well, find out. Find out. Don't just stay stuck in your head, but so much of that, beyond our own, I don't know if I can do it, is fear of failure and judgment, worrying about what other people think. Guys, this fear is keeping us from an entirely new level of life. Here's my two cents. This is my own personal philosophy and why I'm making these big changes and sharing them with you. If embarrassment and discomfort are the cost of growth and achievement, if embarrassment and discomfort are the price I need to pay for my best, happiest, most fulfilling life, I will pay. Show me where. If that is the price of admission for my full potential, a better, bigger, bolder, more colorful, more fun, more adventurous, more fulfilling life, sign me up. I will seek out those opportunities to fail, to embarrass myself, and to be uncomfortable. Because if that's the price of admission, and I believe that it is, I'll pay. Are you going to? What is the thing that scares you? Is it something like canceling your cable subscription because you know you need to be spending your time in a way other than watching television? Is it pushing twice as hard in the gym? Is it seeking discomfort with your food choices and getting tough about telling yourself, no, not now, not today, I have goals? What is it going to take for you to break through to the next level? And are you going to do it? If discomfort is the price of admission, when are you going to start to pay? What is outside your comfort zone? What is that next step? And when are you going to take it? I am doing this every single day, and I'm sharing it on the blog every day. Those moments of discomfort I shared in the first one, I felt like I went to a Playboy Bunny pool party wearing a snowsuit, right? It is tremendously uncomfortable for me for a million different reasons, and I'm sharing them with you because I want to set that example. This year of push isn't going to come from doing the things I've always done. What I did to lose 130, 140 pounds is not what I am going to have to do to go the rest of the way in my journey. I'm going to have to do more. I'm going to have to work harder. I am going to have to make myself uncomfortable. And if that is the price of admission for my very best life, my highest potential, joy and confidence and experiences and an unlimited life, sign me up. I'm paying. And I hope you will too. And if you want to see that example, I'm sharing the good, the bad, the ugly, the hard, the tears, the sweat over on the blog. Don't miss it. And maybe the next thing for you, I don't know. Maybe the next thing for you is considering the fat loss fast track, right? That's going to be opening up in the next couple weeks. And I always have people that say, I've been thinking about it, but I haven't done it. And if that's not the right thing for you, that's cool too. I mean, I want you to do what's right for you. I don't want anybody in there that it's not right for. There is a wait list. I'll link to it in the show notes. One of the things my clients tell me is that one of the elements of it that helps them the most is that I don't take their excuses, is that I'm one of the people that says, that's nice, that's lovely, but you don't need a pat on the butt right now. You need somebody to shake you and wake you, right? And that's a part of that. I don't know what that is for you, and I'm fine if that's not it. But I want you to get really honest about what is it going to take for you to break through to the next level? What do you need? What do you need to do? And when are you going to do it? I really love you guys so much, and I want these amazing things for you. And I think it's easier to get uncomfortable and to take these steps when you know you're not alone in doing it. So for those of you that are in a period of push, there's no better time to do it than when I'm sharing these experiences with you too, because it just makes you know you're not alone. And when you see somebody else going through this thing that scares them and coming out on the other side and saying, oh my gosh, it was so worth it. Now I know I can do this thing that I wasn't sure of just 15 minutes ago. It's empowering. And I want us to go on that journey together if that's the journey you know you need to be on. Love you guys so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.